The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers, who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the gospel of the Lord. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. In every classroom, there is always that one student who gets what the teacher says before anyone else. In the story of the 10 lepers, we see one of those students. When the returning leper understands that Jesus is the source of the restoration he really needs, he becomes that quick-to-understand student. Like all students, the 10 lepers in the gospel lesson start the story in the same place. They're afflicted with leprosy. Leprosy is a disease that no one wants to be around. It would eat away at your skin and render you ritually unclean. This meant isolation from your entire community. As if having a skin disease wasn't bad enough, you had to deal with it alone. If these lepers had a chance to be reunited with their communities again, they needed to be shown mercy. In comes Jesus. They've heard that he's a merciful person. They're hoping that maybe this guy can help them. And they're right. Jesus tells the lepers something that they've never heard before. Jesus mercifully tells these isolated lepers to go show themselves to the priests in Jerusalem that they may be considered clean by their community. The lepers, obeying Jesus' words, go to Jerusalem. At this point, they might have asked themselves, "But we're still leprous. How can we show the priests our still diseased bodies? They'll just throw us out." But as they go on their way, their diseased bodies are made clean. This miracle is the first part of their restoration process. Then the priests would declare them ritually clean, allowing the isolated individuals to rejoin their communities. However, only one leper returned to Jesus. He is the quick-to-understand student of the bunch. He understood the reality of who Jesus is in what he could do. He understood that Jesus' authority to restore the diseased far exceeds the restoration any priest can give. At this point, the temple is still the place to go for the Jews, because that was God's dwelling place in the Old Testament. So we can't be surprised that the other 9 didn't come back. They were still learning about who Jesus is. As Jesus' ministry continues, he shows the world that he's the greater priest than the priests at the temple, because the sacrifice of his body is better than the animal sacrifices. Also, Jesus shows that his body is a better temple than the one in Jerusalem, because even though destroyed, it's restored in the resurrection. Jesus is the better priest and the better temple to the one who gives thanks. What happened to the other nine? Asked Jesus. The other nine students did exactly what Jesus had said, but they didn't understand that Jesus is the fulfillment of the place to which they were traveling. Jesus showed them that the community he wanted them to be a part of was the community of the resurrection, a people of healing, mercy, joy, gratitude. Like the 10 lepers, we were lonely and unloved. Sin proves to shadow our desire to fully love and trust God, and it turns us in on ourselves, isolating us from one another. Our lives were diseased and sinful, in need of restoration. Jesus is the one who calls us to himself and his body for restoration. Thankfully, we receive restoration each and every time we gather here for the divine service. And Jesus enlightens you in holy baptism, making you his student. And like the returning leper, as you participate in the divine liturgy, you return to Jesus to give thanks. In the beginning of the service, you cry for mercy. Kyrie eleison. You confess your uncleanliness and you become clean in absolution. You receive forgiveness, the restoration that prepares you to be placed back into the community with God and neighbor. You listen to what your rabbi teaches you about himself in his word. You approach the altar, kneeling at the feet of Christ, body and blood, receiving his sacrifice in your mouth. Responding with love, trust, and thanks, we reply, Amen, which says, I believe what Jesus says to me, that Jesus welcomes me back into the community of faith. Jesus makes you into a gratefully restored people, both in your body and in the heavenly community. And being restored, we joyfully give thanks to Jesus, whom we encounter in his supper. Lastly, before you joyfully leave into the world, where some of Jesus' students have lost their way, he gives you his benediction and blesses you, saying, Bear my name, for I have saved you. Show the world who I am and how restored people live. In the holy name of Jesus, Amen.